A Lenten devotional for February 28, 2020, based on John 17, verses 9 through 19, by the Reverend Sue Sterling Montgomery. John's gospel passage could be called a conundrum of words going round and around. They sound a lot like the 1930s song, "The Music Goes Round and Round," recorded by Tommy Dorsey. "I blow through here, the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes out here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, whoa, 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 and it comes out here. I push the other valve down, the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes out here." Jesus' prayer seems a lot like air going round and around in a trumpet and coming out as sounds, sounds that are confusing. No longer in the world, hated by the world, do not belong to the world, not out of the world, no longer in the world, into the world, what? To understand Jesus' prayer, we have to go back in time and understand how two opposite views of life guided ancient thinking. Greek philosophy saw the world as divided into two realms, the earthly and the spiritual. This view led to a major understanding of Christianity that still haunts us today. The belief that Christianity is about life not in this world, but in the next world. Jesus brings these dual and conflicting images into his prayer. He knows the people listening to him are struggling to understand, just as we are, these dualities as well as the more troubling concepts of heaven and hell. This way of thinking has a long history that isn't going to go away. But Jesus gives us another way to view our complicated and spinning world. He was nurtured in the Judaic understandings of life and creation. The world, heaven and earth, is one holy place created by God. God is in the world, and holiness in life is lived in the world. Nowhere do we see this view more clearly than in the words of the Lord's Prayer for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. As the music goes round and around in our lives, where is it coming out? In love or in law? In grace and forgiveness or in fear and judgment? Is the song we are singing in the world and affirming of life? Or is it a song of separation? May the music of our hearts go round and around and come out with Jesus' glorious and jubilant words of grace, faith, and promise. Most gracious and loving God, on the night of Jesus' birth, his cry burst into song, which changed history. As he grew, his teachings became life-changing songs of love. When he was tried, crucified, and died, the world thought his song was silenced. His resurrection brought forth a glorious song of unending love. Help us never to forget that if Christ's song is to continue, we must do the singing. May we sing a jubilant song of faith, hope, love, and justice on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ we pray. Amen.